Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'ina arba kesef, me'esrin va'arba kesef la'sela, stus la'meka. Ona is when somebody overpays for a product, or if the seller undersells the product, and the Torah does not allow you to intentionally rip somebody off. And the din is that if the person overpaid or undersold by less than a sixth, then this is not considered an unreasonable amount, and we assume the person was mochel, he cannot make any claims against the other. If he overpaid or undersold by exactly a sixth, this is called onah, and the din is that he has the right to demand that the money that he overpaid or undersold be returned to him. And if he was ripped off by more than a sixth, this is called bitul mekach, and either the buyer or the seller in this case could void the sale. Now the Mishnah is telling us that onah is when the person is ripped off four mos kesef, when the product is worth 24 kesef, which makes up a seller. This is a sixth of the price of the mekach. So therefore, a seller that is worth 24 kesef, if the mocher sells it to the lokeach for 28 kesef, this is called onah, and the lokeach has the right to demand that the 4 kesef be returned to him. And if the seller sells his product for 20 kesef, then the mocher was ripped off. This is also called onah, and he undersold by a sixth, and he could demand that the buyer pay him an additional 4 kesef. Ad masai mutter lahachzir ad kidei sheyara latagor olukro. When somebody gets ripped off by exactly a sixth, where he has the right to demand that that money be returned to him, or if he gets ripped off by more than a sixth, where he has the right to void the whole sale, how long does he have to make a claim against the other? The amount of time it takes him to show the product that he bought to a merchant or to his relative, as after he buys the product and then he goes ahead and shows it to a merchant or to his relative, that is how long it would take him to find out that he got ripped off, as a merchant or his relative will tell him that he overpaid. So if he doesn't make a claim within that amount of time, then we assume he was mochel and he has no further claims. He can no longer void the sale in the case where he overpaid by a sixth or demand that the money be returned to him, the amount that he got ripped off, in the case that he overpaid by exactly a sixth. Now, if the mocher got ripped off, that the mocher undersold the product, then there is no limit to the amount of time he has to make a claim against the buyer. Since he doesn't have the product in his hand, he has nobody to show anything to, so therefore it might take him a long time to find out that he undersold. So we don't give a limit to the amount of time that he can make a claim against the buyer. Hoira Rabbi Tarfon Belud, Ha'ina Shmoina Kesef, La Sela, Shlish La Mecca, V'samchu Tagri Lud. Rabbi Tarfon made a psak in Lud that onah is 8 kesef out of a seller. A seller is 24 kesef. This is a third of the price of the product. And the Tagri Lud were very happy, as Rabbi Tarfon said, that if the buyer or the seller rips off the other by less than 8 kesef out of 24, by less than a third, then we consider this a reasonable amount, and we assume the person was mochel and he can make no claim against the other. If he gets ripped off by exactly a third, then he could demand that that money be returned to him. But Kolzman, that he didn't get ripped off by a third, he can't make any claims. So the Tagri Lud were very happy, as they were expert merchants and frequently overcharged for their products. Amar lahem koyom mutter lahachzir. Rabbi Tarfon then said to them, but the person who was ripped off has a whole day to make a claim against the other, as opposed to the Tanakama, who said that the buyer only has the amount of time that it would take him to show the product to a tagor or to his relative. Amrulo yaniach lanu Rabbi Tarfon ben Kaimenu v'chadru l'divrei chachamim. The Tagri Lud responded to that, Rabbi Tarfon should leave us alone, and they preferred to go with the words of the chachamim, as even though the chachamim, which is the Tanakama, said that onah is a sixth, but since he only gave a small amount of time for the buyer to back out, the amount of time it takes him to show it to a Chagor or to his relative, they prefer the Chachamim over Rabbi Tarfon. Meseches Bamesia Pei Dalet Mishnah Dalet Echad Alokeach VeEchad Hamoicher Yesh Lahen Ona. Whether the Lokeach overpaid for the product or the Mocher undersold the product, in either case, there is a din Ona, and if the amount they were ripped off is a sixth, they could demand that that amount be given to them. If it is more than a sixth, they can void the entire sale. Kishen she ono lahedyid, kach ono l'tagor. Just like when a hedyid, a regular person who is not a merchant, undersells a product, there is a din ono. So too, when a merchant undersells a product, there is a din ono. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein ono l'tagor. Rabbi Yehuda says, when a merchant undersells a product, there is no din ono. The merchant cannot make any claim against the buyer. Since he is a merchant, he certainly knows exactly how much the product was worth. The reason why he undersold isn't because he made a mistake, but because he was in desperate need of the cash to buy other merchandise, so therefore he can make no claim against the buyer since he knew exactly what he was doing. Misha huto alav yado al hal yona. The person who was the one that was ripped off, he had the upper hand. Rasa oimer tenli ma'osai. O Temli Masha Oni Sunni. If the buyer was ripped off, he could demand that he wants the sale voided and all his money returned. Or he could say, I want to hold on to the product. I just want the money that I overpaid to be returned to me. Now, in the case where the mocha was ripped off, he also had the choice to void the sale and have the product returned to him, or to have the additional money that is due him to be given to him. But this Mishnah is not al pi halacha. It is going according to Rabbi Huda Hanafi. The halacha is that if the amount that the person was ripped off was a sixth, he has no right to void the sale. He just has the right to demand that that money that he was ripped off be given to him. If he was ripped off by more than a sixth, then he has the right to void the sale, but he doesn't have the right to hold on to the product and just demand that the extra money be returned to him. He only had the right to void the sale.